Is that paycheck just not cutting it for you? Well, Kid Craddock has a job for you, and we'll double your pay. Every day this week, we'll call out three names at 720 Central. And if you hear your name, be the first to call in. And Kid will pay you double the amount on your paycheck.
Pay that man his money.
Also, if you posted the phrase, Kid is going to double my pay today, on your Facebook or Twitter, we'll double the double. So if you think you can handle this heavy lifting, go to KidNation.com to sign up and get your pay doubled. From Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Hi, I got new controls. Yeah. If this was a plane, we would have had some major turbulence, right?
Yeah, but we'd still be flying.
Yeah, everybody would be a little freaked out. Yeah.
You'd just be wearing an oxygen mask.
It took me like 20 seconds to recover, so we probably went into a 20-second free fall right there. This is why, on your way to work this morning, you need to thank your lucky stars I'm not flying your plane. Because they wouldn't let me fly the plane today because it's the first time I've seen the cockpit. I came up yesterday to look at the cockpit. Mm-hmm. Now I've got it. But I even took a picture of it to study at home.
Okay.
But I'm still very confused about what's going on.
It has a lot fewer buttons than the
last lot fewer one. Buttons and a lot more stuff. So more stuff going into fewer buttons is more difficult.
Yeah, okay. This is maybe what, a third of the size of the old one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your hands the whole time? You used to just press stuff to press stuff.
I know. It's kind of like in your car, if on your windshield, I mean on your the right thing that's not the turn signal, that's windshield wipers usually. If that was also like the radio volume, and it was also like put the sunroof up, and it was also like put the car in park, and it
cool.
was also like call 911, if that was all in that one
It's basically
thing.
Like a jumbo universal remote.
Yeah. Very confusing, though. I think I got it now. Let's see. Let's see if this works. No.
No. Yeah, pot it up, man.
Let's try this one. There we
there
go.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the only clip you've played today, by the way.
That's the only song we have.
Oh, let me try a different clip.
There you go.
We're going to double your paycheck. Three names right now to call out. If you're one of them, if your name is one of these, and you signed up on KidNation.com, then call us back within 10 minutes. If you're the first one of the three to call back, we're going to match your paycheck for the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
And if you've tweeted or Facebook, Kid Craddock, double my pay, this morning, we will then double that paycheck up to $5,000. The three names we're looking for today are Tammy Ball, Haley Smith, Crystal Husbands. Tammy Ball, Haley Smith, Crystal Husbands. The number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's all you got to know. Call right now if you're one of those three people. If you're not, please don't call. Tammy, Haley, Crystal. Tammy Ball, Haley Smith, Crystal Husbands. You have 10 minutes to call, but first one in wins.
Cool.
Okay, what if you didn't make any money in the last two weeks? No money at all. Because you don't have a job, or
right.
a wife, a homemaker, stay at home, whatever. Then we'll just assume you have $1,000. You make $1,000 every
there
two weeks.
There you go. That's the minimum.
And we'll double that if you do the double thing with Twitter or Facebook. We'll double that to $2,000. Okay? I don't have Facebook or Twitter. Can I still get my pay doubled? No.
Just sign up. Yeah. No. Just sign up. It's easy. It's free.
My Facebook Twitter account is private. How will you know if I posted? And we said there, you just got to add somebody from our show as a friend on Facebook.
Okay. Like,
follow us.
Ask and answer.
Yeah. And we'll just ask to see your page.
Yeah.
After the screenshot.
And you can make that public. You can make that Kid Craddock double my paycheck a public post and everybody can see it.
Yep.
I make a different amount each week because I'm a freelancer. How much can I win? On the entry form, please include the amount from your last 2 weeks as claimed to the IRS. If you cannot prove your income amount, you can still win the minimum of $1,000 or $2,000 doubled.
Okay.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Cool. So we got you covered.
We got questions,
we got answers.
We gave away $5,000 last week for this.
Dang.
$5,000. Mm. And that's with missing one day. All right. So if you had this room in your house that you could, money's no object. You can put in anything you want. Most people would put in something that, you know, that they leave the house to go do. Mm-hmm. Jenna, the first thing she said was I'd put like a full gym in.
Yeah.
Because you're at Equinox constantly.
I mean, I say that, but then that's really the only social interaction I have most days, so that'd be sad.
See, that's the danger of this.
Yeah.
I went over to a big rock star's house one time, a long, long time ago, and this rock star had a movie theater in his house, and what made it cool, even back then, the movie theaters were cool anyway.
Yeah.
But what made it even cooler is it was a real-life movie projector. Like, from the, you know.
So it was full size.
Yeah.
With the reel-to-reel thing?
Yeah. And he wasn't allowed to run it because it was union. So they had to have a projectionist come over to the house.
To his house?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the rock star would fly him to his house in a helicopter with the movie that they borrowed from a Cinemark.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if this particular rock star goes to a movie, he's hassled and, you know, he can't even get in the door.
Yeah, privacy is an issue. Yeah. For some rich people that aren't famous, it's just a luxury.
Does he still pay like $10 for the tickets?
Or no, it might be a little more than that.
Okay. Overpriced popcorn.
$8 for popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. So he'll just look at what's out right now and go, oh, I want to see that. And they'll say, okay. And they'll put a projectionist in a helicopter with the movie and fly it to
the movie theater would be cool because, I mean, I went to a movie yesterday and it's changed. You know, they have assigned seating now and they're making too much money.
Really?
They've hired so many more people.
You had reserved seats?
Reserved seating now that you click on the screen when
for
you buy your ticket.
Something.
No. You're not paying extra. You have to pick your seat.
Oh.
That's not in every theater. That must be a special one.
Of course it isn't in every theater.
It's not in every theater.
New York City's been doing it for a while.
It's at these smaller indie theaters. Yeah, because it gets so crowded. So you're kind of incentivized to pay in advance.
Yeah, you don't get excited when you get front row either.
They have an escort.
It's like, oh, I got front row.
Excuse me, ma'am, really loudly. Do you need help finding your seat? And I'm like, well, I see it on here. I don't think so. How many's in your party? One. Yeah. How many? Just one.
One, please. Did
so
the spotlight come
you.
On?
That's what it felt like. So he escorts every individual person or couple to their seat. I'm like,
clear the aisles, please. We have one lonely person coming down the aisle now. Chair for one.
Party
or
of one.
A confident, independent person.
And then they put that
song
on.
No, pretty much a lonely, depressed woman.
I'm fine going to movies by myself. I do it all the time. But the two open seats next to me, two of my friends were like on a date and came and sat down in the open seats next to me. And then I'm there by myself. Not a date.
Did you get on him?
Just whatever. No, I mean, it was weird because now I'm like a third wheel on a, not a date.
Do you get in trouble if you sit in the wrong seat?
That's why they escort you, I guess. Oh, there's no argument.
You have assigned
seating. I can see why I do it. I mean, it's always annoying when there's a full theater and you've got like two or three people and there's like one empty seat there and one empty seat there.
And nobody will move over.
Yeah.
And the next time we're talking about movie theaters, we're going to get into that. But right now we're talking about what room in your house.
Dang right.
Okay.
Kelly, what kind of room would you like to have in there?
You know, I'm really good.
Here's the problem with you. I want you to think big. You think in this tiny little box, and I want you to think big, like whatever you want. Even if you've never seen it before,
I know
it could be a home made out of red licorice. It could be a room made out of
red licorice.
Right. Don't say 99-cent store.
Oh, Target. I mean, you could have a
Target in your house.
I guess there's part of you like says going to Target and walking the aisles for a few hours. That's great fun. And
yeah. So no Target. Michael Jackson had an amusement park in his backyard, Never Never Land.
Yeah.
And he even had guys out there that would like, hey, Michael, you'll win anything off the bottom row if I can't guess your weight within 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Of course, Michael did it every day, so every day the guy's like, 112, okay, I
win. Dang it.
Yeah, dang it.
See, I think it would get old having something like that in your backyard, right?
What if you had a Starbucks room, and it was the exact same machine that makes your coffee, whatever the coffee is that you get?
I just get the drip.
Okay. So
no,
you don't,
no Starbucks.
So I just need a coffee pot.
So I can't.
You don't have like a fantasy room?
You know, dare to dream, Kelly. Can you not? Just for the radio, dare to dream. Something.
I guess I do a really nice playroom for my daughter.
All right, thanks.
The playroom.
There we go. Nobody has a playroom.
I knew this
a really nice one.
I knew this guy that collected antique jukeboxes, and he'd have different types of different genres of music in each one.
Yeah, okay.
And that was a really cool room. I mean, just a room full of just old, nice, restored jukeboxes.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Caitlin says, I want a mini supermarket so I never have to wonder what's for dinner.
Yeah.
I have a housekeeper that just keeps fresh meat, vegetables, and dairy in there. That's a cool idea.
Mm.
Ashley says, a full-service spa salon for me and a bounce room for my daughter. I got a lot of those. Trampoline room.
Mm-hmm. Those are cool.
It's
like you walk
room,
in,
yeah.
There's no floor. It's just all trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Padded walls.
Yeah. Well, I had padded walls growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different kind, straight jacket.
We got a lot of women, a lot of moms who said that they have autistic children. And they wanted like a sensory room of some type. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but
I don't know either.
Well, they love the touch and feel of things.
Yeah.
So
a bone shaped doggy pool in the house with a doggy bathtub next to mine.
A doggy.
I can't believe we haven't seen that on Real Housewives yet.
Wow.
Jamie says a giant playroom with soundproof walls so my kids can be as loud as they want. A 20-seat movie theater with direct access to movies in theaters.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Here's Amanda. I would have a sensory and blacklight room with a large fish tank for my daughter, who is an SBS survivor, who's legally blind and can only see lights and shadows. Mm. The room would be half padded since she's unable to walk. This is too sad. Yeah. A live-in personal trainer and dietitian. Nope, we're not talking about staff.
Just the room.
What would the room look like?
I could see you with one of those gadget rooms, like a James Bond type room almost. You know,
a table set up, and this does this, and
this
does
wall
that.
Turns around, and you have something, another gadget, just gadget upon gadget.
A friend of mine recreated his sixth grade bedroom. The bedroom that he had in his house, they moved when he turned seventh grade. But in the sixth grade, up until sixth grade, he lived in the same house. And he recreated the bedroom with the same posters and everything on the wall for his own kid who wasn't born
yet.
Cool.
That's cute.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
So what fantasy room would you have in your house? Fantasy room.
Hey, now.
Anything you've seen anywhere else. Yeah, you could do a 50 Shades of Grey room.
Yeah.
Keep that bad boy locked.
Just a boob room.
What?
Yeah.
A boob room?
What? What's in that room, Al?
Just boobs.
Just boobs. Okay.
The walls are made out of boobs.
Al, do you remember when Mark Cuban first got really, really rich?
We went to his house?
We went to his house. He had just bought it.
There's not a lick of furniture in it. Bro.
And it had a parquet floor, like wood parquet floor. And at one end is a fireplace, and at the other end is a fireplace, and the room is literally the size of a basketball arena. You know why?
Why?
Because it's a basketball arena.
Turned into a basketball court?
Indoors?
Put baskets up.
He had one chair.
I think after he got married, he
I'm thinking this was pre-marriage. Yeah. I still have that because I know you used to have the
how
team
How BA is that?
Yeah. Full-size basketball court.
In your house. In a mansion.
Inside?
Yeah. Inside.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I miss that show, Cribs. That was a cool show. They don't do that anymore, do they?
No, I don't think they do it anymore.
You get ideas for rooms.
They do it in Cleveland, but it's Josh's Cribs. He's a Cleveland Brown, or was, and he would go around Cleveland and look at some
Josh Cribs.
No-name Cleveland athletes' houses, and it was called Josh's Cribs.
Yeah.
And they did the extreme home makeovers, where they give people, like, stupid rooms.
See, my fantasy room in Cleveland would be the not Cleveland room. I'm not in Cleveland.
Cleveland. The Toledo room in Cleveland.
Oh, hey, look at the new phone screening stuff.
I know it's weird looking.
Wow, are all those lines lit?
Yeah.
How do I know which
go to
one?
The check mark.
Oh, it's over here.
The one with the check mark.
I just hit the check mark.
So six.
So cool. All right, I'm on the check mark, and then I turn it up right here. Hello, radio.
Hello.
Hi, it's radio. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Yes? Can you speak up for me?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
You're our first call on our new phone and our new system.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great.
What's your name?
Tammy Ball.
Tammy Ball.
Tammy Ball.
Tammy Ball.
Tammy Ball.
We called your name a little bit ago, Tammy. That means we're going to match your paycheck from the last 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo!
There you go. How much would that be?
It's
$996.
We're going to give you an extra $4.
Will we round up,
No, we don't.
To 1,000? It's a minimum 1,000.
Maybe you round up.
It's a minimum 1,000.
Minimum 1,000.
Oh, okay. We'll round it up then to 1,000.
Yeah, there you go.
You're going to be $4.
Now, good, Tammy Ball. Tammy Ball. Facebook, Twitter, can we double your money?
No, not
we can't
today.
Double your money.
Oh, Tammy.
1,000.
Not today.
It's all good.
I'm like you guys. I have to be at work at 5 in the morning.
I understand.
So.
I understand. Hey, enjoy your $1,000, though.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Hang on a second, all right? That's Tammy Ball. She didn't do the Twitter thing.
That's the second time we've had somebody that didn't do the Twitter thing.
Everybody thinks they're not going to win. You know? Oh, I'm not going to
win. Everybody.
This is the day I don't post. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of them.
Because we're getting a lot of posts.
See, if you're her and you had posted before the contest, sometime between midnight and now, if she had posted on Facebook or Twitter, Kid Craddock, double my pay, we would have doubled that to $2,000.
Man.
So make sure you're doing that every day.
Oh, go on.
And then listen tomorrow, same time, same channel. If you want to win the free money with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, still to come. Kelly's got the showbiz top five coming up. And we'll tell you about this trip to Vegas we're getting. Did we announce the winner yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Somebody's going to win a trip to Nobu, the new casino inside Caesar's Palace, the new hotel inside Caesar's Palace. And who? Was it you that just said somebody famous is going to be there? Who's going to be there? What?
Yeah, De Niro.
Robert De Niro's.
Whoa.
It's De Niro.
Somebody's going to win that next.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, we just gave away $1,000 cash for Kid Craddock Double My Pay. We did not get to double the pay because there was no tweet or Facebook status report.
Dang it.
But she made $996. in the last 2 weeks. We'll double that up to, we'll round it up to 1,000. Give her $2,000. No, we give her, let's see. We'll give her 1,000. She got 1,000.
Right. We matched her.
She gets 1,000.
God, I still want to double that.
We can't. You know? No double.
Tammy Ball got the money. Tammy Ball.
Okay.
Must be nice to win $1,000 like that.
Must be nice.
Oh.
What?
Guess I shouldn't have said that, huh?
Why?
Why?
Well, you know why. Because
no, he's probably listening right now.
Right now. You know.
Is he calling?
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Wonder where this comes up. Let's see. How about here?
There we go.
There's that phone line ringing.
Hello?
Hey, must be nice guy.
Oh, hey, guys.
What's going on, man?
How y'all doing? I'm surprised y'all are there.
What do you mean?
Why?
I can't believe you guys are on vacation this week. What's it been, 3 weeks?
I don't know.
Wow, you must be exhausted.
Yeah.
Another big weekend, everybody.
Yeah, huge weekend.
Sure is nice to be on the show. Must be nice. Mm-hmm. Must be nice to live your lives and have your lives instead of my life. Must be nice. I do think.
Hey,
what'd you do
must
this
be
weekend?
Nice guy. Who cares what he did, right?
Must be nice to have your wife's online boutique website sell out every piece of merchandise on the very first day.
I know, 45 minutes. It's
great. Yeah, boy, I'll bet you're just picking hundreds off the money tree, aren't you?
No, actually, we don't have that much stuff to sell.
I started an online boutique myself. I put it up and everything. I had all my merchandise on there just like your wife
really?
Did.
What were you selling?
Well, there's no... And then I realized I'm not married to a famous DJ that can promote my website.
Dang,
must be nice.
Yeah, it
must
helps.
Must be nice. How you doing there, Radio Elvis?
Elvis?
Radio Elvis?
Are you in between workouts right now? Must be nice.
No, I'm not in between workouts right now.
You look like you just don't have any body fat on you at all.
Thanks, buddy.
None whatsoever.
Take that as a compliment, I guess.
Last night I was in between a rock and a hard place.
You were?
Yeah, my bed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Must be nice to be able to wake up without having a cop screaming in your face. Must be nice. Must be nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Oh, hi, Jenna.
Hey, must be
hey,
nice.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How was that football game?
It was great.
Must
we
be
won.
Nice to be the only girl playing on the staff football, flag football team. Only girl that can play.
Well, no one else wanted to play for some reason.
I hear you're pretty good at it, too.
No, I'm okay.
Hey, for my fantasy football team, I just drafted your side boob.
Hey.
I know what that means you did.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, the side boob has good hands.
So did your butt get slapped more during the game or later that night at the club?
Neither.
I follow you on that Instagram.
Neither, unfortunately.
You sure get grabbed a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't see any flags on you when you were out at the club. What were they grabbing for? I know what that means you need.
Yeah. Not a lot of interference this weekend, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, hi, Big Al. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Kelly. Oh.
Hey. I was starting to
wonder
if you
forgot me. I didn't
see
Kelly there
for
a minute. Kelly.
He'll get back to you.
Yes.
How you doing? How was your big swamp party?
It was a success. Must be nice, guy.
Must be nice. Keep the rich people rich just by giving them more free things. And you trade some of your free things for their free things, and the rich people stay rich.
Well,
that's
I didn't
awesome.
Ask for anybody's bank account statements, but...
Must be nice to be a big radio personality. Must
it is
be nice.
Nice. It
must
has
be
its
nice.
Perks.
Must be nice to have people writing songs about you and sending them in. Must be nice.
It is nice. Very flattering.
Yeah, you heard the latest Kelly song?
I know you love me. I know you care. Just how whenever, and I'll be there. You are my love. You are my chance. And if you choose me, I will do a happy dance. Can we be an item? I'm not kidding. You and me, we will be winning. Scooter will say, check out this guy. Kelly found him and now she will get the prize. That's why I'm like, Kelly, 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 yo. Kelly, 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 yo. Kelly, 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 yo. You know that it feels so right.
He wrote that all about you.
I
so
love
nice.
That.
So nice.
Wow.
I was singing that song last night at work.
It's catchy, right?
And I was like, toxic, toxic, toxic ways. Toxic, toxic, toxic ways.
You got a job at least.
Yeah.
That jingle works with anything,
right.
Really.
I'm just an intern right now. I'm not being paid.
You're interning at a toxic waste yeah. plant?
I'm just on needle patrol.
Well, you can't just dive right in.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing, because this is your second go-round at that,
well,
huh?
You know, I told you about the pit bull bat in my hand when I was doing the pit bull gender identification.
Yeah,
job,
yeah.
Right, identify a pit bull.
Sorry,
with
I don't want for you, man.
So my hands are all bitten up, so I had to do the needle pickup without using my hand.
Yeah.
What did you pick them up with?
My mouth, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Mostly?
Mostly my mouth. After a while, I got creative. But,
maybe you just attach a magnet to a stick or something and do it that way.
Well, listen, guys, I gotta go because.
Oh, but Mr. Nice Guy, you forgot to say hello to Big Al.
Yeah, because my life is terrible.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm gonna get back to my terrible
but
life.
Wait, Big Al's waiting to speak to
my
you.
My bad. Hey, Big Al.
Hey, must be nice guy.
Must be going.
I thought today was your day,
I thought
Al.
Today was the day.
One day, Al.
Dang it, Al.
You know, spring and everything, you know.
What are you going to do? What? You know, it's not your
fault.
What
can I do?
It's not your fault, Al. Don't worry about it.
All right.
You have lots of cool things going on.
Wish he would accept me.
Like, what would Mr. Nice Guy say about your weekend? Like, whoa, I can't believe you blank or did that.
Well.
Because you tend to be a massive creature of
here
habit.
Here we go.
I do.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, but
he owns
a bar. Can you imagine all the craziness that goes on in there?
He's found a way to make it boring.
well, you probably got a lot of business this weekend, right?
It's just Big Al Groundhog Day.
Final Four.
Yeah, we're busy for Final Four and karaoke.
That was everywhere, though. Everybody's doing Final Four was on TV, right?
All that basketball stuff.
Yeah, it was on TV.
But Al's the sports bar, technically.
Yeah, something fun happen at the sports bar during Final Four?
That would make Must Be Nice Guy jealous of you.
Well, you know what? At home, I did something that I've never done before. At the bar.
Of course you did.
This was
from the bar.
That's my favorite tease ever. I've done something I've never done before.
I did.
He finds a way to do that every single day.
I actually shopped on Craigslist, which I had never done before, and I'm thinking I'm going to buy something today that I agreed to buy yesterday. The guy's supposed to deliver it to me because I'm not one of these guys who's going to go to his place.
Oh, great. Now he knows where you live.
Yeah, giving your home address to someone is even better.
Very smart, Al.
Yeah, that way they can come rob you and get it back.
That's like, you know what? I don't want them to take my gun and shoot me with it, so I'm not going to have any bullets. It's kind of the same kind of thing.
You're supposed to meet in a different place.
Yeah, we'll meet at Denny's.
We'll meet at a neutral spot. We hadn't really.
What are you buying?
I think I'm going to buy.
Oh boy, here we go. Here we go.
Well, I was just kind of perusing, you know. I was like.
Oh, so you didn't even have anything in mind.
No, I was just looking.
Lonely Saturday
night.
Seeing
what the big deal is about this Craigslist everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
And I was going to buy another traffic light to match the other one, but no, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I bought, this is for my living room.
A sit-down what, a fountain?
Cocktail table Pac-Man machine.
Oh, those are cool. The four-player one?
They used to have those at the Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you could sit down. Because I don't have a dinner table, per se, that I use.
So you're going to have a video game instead.
I could put that right there in the middle of, like, a coffee table.
Man.
I bet your doctor girlfriend is so turned on by that.
Oh, I bet the underwear is flying around the room when girls walk in.
Oh my gosh, Al. Is that a Pac-Man dinner table?
Oh, my God. I can't stay dressed.
Can you buy the Pac-Man battle so I can come over?
I'm so turned on right now by the yellow Pac-Man and the blue ones.
Gosh.
I can't even stay dressed.
Oh, wow.
That noise. You cannot get that out of your head.
The other noise you usually hear in Al's bedroom, that
help me.
What are you paying for the Pac-Man machine?
Well, I'm negotiating right now. Somewhere
it's on Craigslist. You're negotiating to be robbed.
Just give him your address.
A few hundred dollars, and I got to trade something. But I was walking around my house.
What do you mean you have to trade?
He said, you have anything you can swap?
Really?
Yeah.
And he said this on Craigslist.
It's very trendy.
Yeah.
Who says that on Craigslist?
Everybody, apparently. And so I don't really have
anything. I'm selling this chandelier. You got anything? Thwomp.
I don't really have anything other than clothes in my...
Give him the traffic light.
No, I can't get rid of my traffic light.
Give him the trash can with the tree in it.
No. The tree died.
Give him those stupid glasses.
Rest in peace, tree.
No.
It's not like you can't see without them. They're vanity.
Give him the TV with no volume.
Now you're talking.
See?
Yeah.
TV, but I can't tell him it didn't have volume.
Oh, you can't give him a piece of crap without telling him.
He's just talking. He's not even. He's not buying it.
No, I am. I'm buying it today, dude.
On Craigslist.
Yeah.
Can we come over and play?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just bought concert tickets long ago on Craigslist.
I just want to eat.
Now we're just begging to be murdered.
I know. Yeah. When he was like, "Meet me on the alley by Corner Bakery,"
you're
I'm
asking
like,
for
what?
It.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
By Corner Bakery.
He was actually
in the alley.
Okay, but it was for like an indie rock concert. So I'm like, there's no way some hipster is going to be Craigslist.
Yeah, they will. They will find a way.
He upcharged me a little bit, but he was cool.
I used Craigslist Friday. I bought a piece of sushi.
Well, you have to pay and swap something for it?
No, I didn't have to give them anything at all. Mm. I just have to go over there and pick it up.
Oh, that's cool.
When are you planning on doing
that? It's in one of those styrofoam coolers in the front yard.
Sometime this week.
I don't know if I can have time this week.
Before the ice melts?
Yeah. He thinks it's smoked salmon, but it might be eel.
Hey. Yeah.
Or he said there's a chance it's not sushi at all. So we'll just have to wait and see.
There's always a chance.
Hey, when's the last time you were in Vegas?
It's been a while.
Probably when we went.
A little less conversation. A little less conversation, a little more action.
A little less conversation.
I think that was the last time I was there.
Yeah.
When you took all of us.
That's right. That was it, huh? 2 years ago. Caesar's Palace Las Vegas has a new surprise for everybody. There's a hotel inside the hotel.
Crazy.
Cool. Speaking of sushi.
Yeah. This reminds me of when I went to Seattle, and there was a Starbucks. I went to a Starbucks, and it had a Starbucks in it.
Whoa.
Like there was a Starbucks, and you'd walk around the corner, and it had a Starbucks in it.
That's double cool. Starbucks all the way?
All the way across
full
the sky.
Double, wow. Yeah.
So you've got a hotel with a hotel in it.
Wow.
A Nobu hotel. And the star-studded grand opening party is coming up. We're sending somebody there for 3 days and three nights in the first ever Nobu hotel. And the guests have exclusive access to Nobu's renowned cuisine 24 hours a day. You, too, can order $1,000 room service. Yes.
Yes. Must be nice.
Talk about late night munchies.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobu at 4 a.m.
Nobu opens April 26th, 2013. Nobu Caesar's Palace has 11,000 square feet of dining, bar, and lounge space. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see that. Nobu. I'm trying to picture what a Nobu hotel looks like. You think you have, like, fish hanging on the walls?
Well, no,
and stuff?
I'm assuming it's probably pretty just high-end Asian flair.
Yeah.
I don't think I make enough money to even walk in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you know what, a lot of people listening probably don't even know what Nobu is, because there's only a few across the world in major, major cities.
If you follow celebrity gossip, you probably do, because they always say they were eating at Nobu.
It's just, really just top of the line.
Most expensive Japanese sushi restaurant.
I had a Nobu experience last night. I got into bed and Kenzie was like, no boo.
No boo for you.
No boo.
Yeah, I've heard that. Casey, I've heard it too, but just different intonation, I guess.
I know.
Because what I heard was, no boo! No!
Oh, that was a Charlie Sheen show.
Thanks. The winner of this trip is Sebastian De La Rosa.
Shout out.
And Sebastian's on the phone right now. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey,
dude, what's up?
I just found out, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to Vegas.
Ooh, can't believe it.
Yeah, how about it?
Amazing.
You ever been to Vegas? You ever been?
No, I haven't.
How old are you?
Hello?
Are you over 21?
I am 24,
awesome.
Yeah.
24, sweet. Who's going to go with you? Yeah. Take a friend with you. Who's going to go?
I'm going to take my brother.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Boys weekend.
Oh,
the two of you in Vegas, forget about it.
It's going to be like the Hangover.
Forget about it.
Yeah,
you know what? you're going to be at a party. You're going to be at a party on the opening night with a bunch of celebrities, including Robert De Niro.
Ooh.
Wow.
You know who that is?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
You know who that is?
He knows who that is. Everybody knows that.
He's 24. He may not know Robert De Niro. Yeah.
All guys know who Robert De Niro is.
Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, Robert De Niro, the guy from the Fockers? Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, hang on for a second. We'll hook you up. That's a free trip right there.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's not a bad free trip at all.
No.
Kelly, what's coming up in showbiz?
I've got a couple of the winners from the ACMs last night. I'm sure that JC had that on his household.
Oh, I did.
Kenzie's a big country music fan, you know.
Man, Carrie Underwood's legs were on point again last night.
Is it just me? Call me. Facebook me. Is it just me? Or have you heard worse performances in your life ever at an award show than every single one of those performances last night?
The sound was horrible.
The sound was so horrendous, it made even Stevie Wonder sound bad.
It was bad.
I mean,
it wasn't the performer's fault.
No.
At first, I'm like, oh, my God, that's terrible. How could they come out here and sing so badly? And then
everybody.
It was every single one of them.
Whoever they hired to do the sound just did not do
it.
Dude,
it was like, it should be all anybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Is how horrendous they all sounded.
Really?
And it's not their fault. I really believe it is.
It's not them, because it was everybody who didn't sound very...
If it was one of them, it'd be different.
Sometimes the microphone was way too loud and you couldn't hear the music.
Or
sometimes,
not on.
Or sometimes the music was way too loud, the microphone wasn't even on.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Like Stevie Wonder singing that duet, and you can't hear the other guy at all.
Why is he there for the Country Music Awards?
I don't know.
He's a big country guy.
People over there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder's a big country guy?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. Right. He's been every year. He's superstitious, you know. He goes every year.
You don't know that.
He's superstitious.
Get it? Get it?
You get a kid?
He's very superstitious.
Very superstitious.
That's a line from the song Superstition.
Yeah.
Very superstition.
Now you got me.
Man.
What are you doing now, Al? What is that?
You just own me with your 1975 references. You own
that,
me.
Al?
It's just some kind of...
Al makes a point and then pours some random powder in his mouth.
Pours random powder in his mouth.
Looks like a battery.
Yeah.
What is that, sweet tart?
What is that, dude?
What'd you do? Cut open a Duracell?
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
So something must have happened on Kim and Chris Take Miami, or Kim and Courtney Take Miami.
What?
Because I heard like three or four girls talking about it, and I just walked in the studio and you guys were talking about it.
Well, was
this the one where they were in Paris?
No, there was a couple things that went down. It was the whole, she revealed to Courtney that she was pregnant.
Who did? Kim?
Kim did. Okay. And then Kim had hired a private eye to spy on Scott Disick.
Okay, that's what it was.
That was the big reveal about
that. That's what it was. And Courtney was not down with that.
Scott, yeah. Like, they were both mad.
Of course Scott isn't down with it, but right. Courtney wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But Kim thought that Scott's cheating on her and wanted to prove it.
It wasn't that. It was just that Scott had been acting weird. And she got into this whole private eye thing because she went and hung out with some private detective for a little while. So she got really into that.
All just manufactured.
It's all manufactured stuff, yeah.
So none of it actually happened. So we shouldn't be upset. But none of it happened.
I'm telling you,
I don't think so.
The show's great to watch, but just on mute. Like, it doesn't matter what they say or what's going on. They just look so beautiful.
Okay, so if I don't care what they're wearing, I have no reason to watch.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, except she really is pregnant. Yeah. I mean, that was the real, the real deal.
That part's real.
She looks good even without makeup on.
Does she?
Yeah.
That's important.
Have you ever seen her without makeup on?
No.
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. I mean, she's posted pictures of herself like that.
Mm. She was pretty clean of makeup when she was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah. She
might have had on a little sunscreen or something. Maybe tinted moisturizer.
By the way, Bravo has canceled Kathy Griffin's late night show, Kathy, after two seasons.
Bravo for that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Last month, we heard that she filmed a pilot for some show with Anderson Cooper at CNN, but we don't know what that's about. His show was canceled, too.
Right.
His syndicated show is on its way out.
I heard he got the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not
true? And what's up with that? Because did he have a year contract or something? Is that why he's still doing it?
Yeah. He has to finish up this. It
just didn't get renewed for a second.
Yeah, just like with that guy from Survivor, Jeff Probst. His was canceled, but he has to fulfill.
I didn't know he got
canceled. Ricky Lake was canceled. She has to fulfill her season.
Ricky Lake got canceled, too? Wow.
Just think that'd be hard when you have... It gets canceled right off the bat.
And you have to keep showing up and acting like everything's fine.
I want Sally Jesse Raphael to come back.
Let me tell you, the day they cancel Dish Nation and you're watching it, you'll know. I mean, I'll be...
There'll be an incident.
Oh, my God. I'll be so morose. I'll just be like...
Kid's going to fly everyone to Vegas.
Oh, I can't believe they canceled it. Oh, and we have to sit here in contractual obligation for the rest of the year?
They might edit that part out.
Oh, man.
No biting that hand that feeds.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, Jenna, I thought of you over the weekend because... JC and I have a mutual friend, couple, that moved away to way away.
To Australia, mate.
I didn't want to say where because I didn't want to say who this was.
Maybe Australia. I don't know which friend you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a different friend. This is the friend that moved to Germany.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's about to turn 30 and she wanted to get in great shape. You know this story?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're
going. From her husband?
I don't know where you're going with it.
Right.
But I'm excited.
Now I'm going to get in trouble.
No, you won't.
Okay.
No,
they don't listen.
I don't even.
They're in Germany. Remember?
I don't even know who it is. So
I don't know who it is.
So she goes to see the trainer, and the trainer's like, "The first thing we're going to do is check out your exoskeleton makeup.
Your what?
And find out what kind of body type you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that this is a very high tech gym, and they put her in one of those airport things, kind of, you know, where you put your hands up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did the full scan that goes under the clothes and just shows you your skeleton.
Okay.
Whoa.
Because her skeleton was fat.
Well, is this how you could tell somebody's big boned or something? Like,
exactly.
If your bones are more dense than others?
Yeah, it's big boned.
It'll tell you if you're a person that, that puts on weight easily and that gets muscle easily, or a person that has trouble keeping on weight. All that.
You can tell by your bones.
Yeah, they can tell by the body type. So they do that, and the what she called the hot trainer hands her the scan of her body.
Okay.
you would assume after he examines it for a minute.
Okay.
And two things come to mind.
Why do I just have this feeling that I'm about to be offended in some way?
I don't know.
Two things. One, there's two huge circles over her breasts.
Right.
Where the,
from the implant.
From the implant.
Yeah.
Huge.
A lot of girls have implants nowadays.
That's probably more common.
Yeah.
It looks like the skeleton just ate pancakes without chewing them.
Yeah. It's pretty funny looking.
Yeah.
And then?
All right. And that made you think of Jenna.
And then, no, just because of the fitness thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason I thought of Jenna. It's because of the getting the body done and all that.
Right. Yeah,
I could have said JC, too.
Yeah. Except I don't have fake boobs.
Okay. So that thing will show anything in your body that's a foreign object, obviously.
And it'll even show gas. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but this is worse.
I had an x-ray worse. I said, what is that blob?
Yeah.
Gas.
I'm
so embarrassed.
Without saying what was also in the picture, I'm just going to say one word and you'll know. String.
Yeah.
And,
oh.
Yeah. So the hot trainer has the picture.
No!
This is, if this loses his friendship, it's too good not to tell.
Oh, they don't care.
Well, and
I don't. Man.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So she's having that.
Yeah.
I'm going to send them string cheese.
See, this was a period in her life.
Right. Gotcha.
So
there's
the picture. He's looking at it. He's like, here you go.
Yeah.
And you look, and it's just as obvious.
Cycle of life.
As it can be.
You know.
It's,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's all good. It happens.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's way less embarrassing than the hot guy standing there grabbing at your, you know, doing the body fat check.
Yeah.
Because they grab your pelvic area.
Not seeing the picture.
That's a place that they grab.
Two rolls of pennies in your...
Yeah, I think that's a little more embarrassing.
No, I don't. I don't because, I mean, every
gosh,
girl
I have my
gets
body,
that.
My body fat check guy didn't grab my pelvic area.
Really?
Just saying.
Interesting.
No, it wasn't.
Do you think it's arbitrary?
Well, maybe it's
that's one of the places they do measure. It's like right below your belly button in that area, but a little lower, and they pinch so hard. I'm like,
you stay pretty close to my belly button. Didn't go near that region on me.
Spanked her and everything.
Maybe you need a better trainer.
Interested in me.
Maybe I'm not hot enough to have my pelvis measured.
Save that.
Do you want somebody to come in?
At least you didn't make this about you.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're not hot. Why I told that story. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying they don't ever go near mine.
You need a more invasive body surgery.
Yeah. I guess.
So Luke Bryan won Entertainer of the Year last night at the ACMs. Luke Bryan. You know who Luke Bryan is?
Yeah, he was hosting with Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, yeah.
What's one of his songs?
Otherwise, I don't know who he is.
If you play it, I'll sing it, maybe.
If I play it, you'll sing it.
Suddenly you'll know it.
Yeah, I don't know the name of his song.
So you couldn't tell me a Luke Bryan song.
How about that Honeybee song?
No, that's Blake.
That's Blake Shelton. He was there too. He co-hosted, right?
Mm. They were funny, actually. I like that.
Yeah, I went out there together. Yeah.
So Luke shared this vocal event award with Jason Aldean and Eric Church for The Only Way I Know. He won the coveted Entertainer of the Year award. He even got a shout out from Thompson Square when they won Duo of the Year.
Whoa.
Thompson Square.
Our band.
Yeah.
Man.
And no Reba McEntire this year on the ACM.
What's up with Taylor Swift?
Well, she was there to present the some Dick Clark memory.
Yeah, right.
Thing,
that's what they had. That's what they had Stevie Wonder. The video of the year was Tornado from Little Big Town. Single of the year was Over You, Miranda Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Song of the year, Over You, Miranda Lambert again. And she wrote that song with Blake. They wrote that together.
Mm-hmm. He did the speech.
Yeah. Album of the year was Chief by Eric Church. Top new artist is Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
Those two guys. Jason Aldean, top male vocalist. Top female vocalist, Miranda. No Taylor. Taylor didn't win.
Nothing.
No.
Shut out.
She got nothing.
Four nominations.
She danced over there in that little dress, though. She danced the whole show. She dancing.
She didn't care what they say.
And I don't know how you danced that music, because that was the worst produced show I've ever seen in my life.
Maybe it sounded better if you were in the audience.
I hope so, for their sake.
Some sounded better.
What, was it like the Idol sound people that did it?
I haven't listened to make sure they sound bad.
More like Dancing with the Stars.
I really hope they sound as bad as they did on TV last night. But we'll find out right now.
Okay.
Let's see. Doesn't that just sound not very good?
Hunter Hayes?
Yeah, that's Hunter Hayes. Here's another one. This is Blake Shelton.
You can't hear
it. Oh, what? Huh?
Is that that group thing from the beginning?
What?
That was the group thing where they had like 12 people singing or something.
then you had Brad Paisley. I had to turn it off. Like, it's like he couldn't hear himself or something. It doesn't sound nearly as bad right now.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
It sounds bad.
It does?
Like even Kenny Chesney didn't sound very good.
Listen to this. You hear how much louder that vocal
is? John Mayer?
Yeah. It's John Mayer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the awesome music.
Him after not singing for
yeah, they
a
got
year.
John Mayer out there.
Carrie sounded good, though, in my eyes.
In your eyes, she sounded good?
Yeah, in my opinion.
How about in your ears?
My ears.
Yeah. And the preacher said he was a good man. And his brother yeah, I think hers was the only one that was lip-synced.
She was not lip-synced.
No, she's singing live. That still sounds bad, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, she sounds good, beautiful. Yeah. That's like an angel.
If I was one of those performers and I went back and heard that, I'd be like, I'm never doing that show again. They made him sound terrible. Every one of them. I'm like, what is going on? And I'm trying to like country music. I was really trying. But it looks like, if you didn't know any better, it looks like they all suck. You know? And I know they don't.
No, they don't.
No.
They're all good.
But, like, Miranda's voice was so weak and, like,
she
really
probably couldn't breathe.
I was like, on half of them, I'm like, they're singers? She's a singer?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not their fault. They sound good. I know when they're, you know, when it sounds good.
If it's not mixed right, it's going to sound weird.
Guy might not get
they can't hear themselves right.
No, so bad. So bad. And then on The Apprentice last night, if you're, you know, DVRing it, I'm going to spoil it.
Man, you're all about
you
the show this season.
Yeah, why is it new this year to you? Why are you suddenly attracted to it? There's nothing else on Sunday nights?
It's just freaking always on. I don't even make an effort to watch it. I'll be flipping around and be like, oh.
There it is.
Is it because of Gary Busey?
Somewhat. Yeah. How do you not love him?
I know.
I mean, you could watch Game of Thrones if you hate Apprentice. Yeah. There's lots of other things to watch.
I promised myself I'm starting with season one, episode one, so I can't do that.
Well, my mother says she is very impressed by Dennis Rodman this season.
Is she?
He's a return contestant, you know.
Yeah.
Third time.
Apparently, he's conducting himself in a much more mature manner.
He's conducting
this
himself now from his house because he just got thrown off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
You are in here all the time. But I wonder why I'm in here because
I don't know, because your team brings you in. That's why. And by the way,
the thing about him is he talks about, I got by because I think fast on my feet. I'm a fast thinker. I got wit. I'm a fast thinker.
Yeah.
He's never had a fast thought in his life. I mean, he stands there and you're like, well, what do you have to say for yourself? Aren't you the project manager and you signed off on them and they spelled the name wrong or the product? That's what they did.
But he put trust in someone else and they blew it for him is what he said.
They spelled the name wrong of the product and the product's name is Trump's wife.
Ooh.
Millennia. And they spelled it with an I.
Melania.
Millennia or something.
Oh, that's a weird name.
But they spelled it wrong in the ad.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
And so they're like, Dennis, you're the project manager. You signed your name to the bottom of it. I think they did it to him on purpose. Have you ever heard anybody in The Apprentice signing anything?
Uh-uh.
The project manager signing off?
Well, you do when you order things. When you order things, you have to order signs and things like that.
I'm talking about when it came out, they're like, are you good with this?
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I like it. Would you please sign it? I think Trace Adkins purposely spelled the name wrong so that Dennis wouldn't catch it because he's just not, he doesn't care.
That's a smart business move.
There's too many drugs in the past.
And then he brings Trace to the boardroom and Trace is like, yeah, I'm the one who put it in there. You know, I should have caught it too, but
my bad.
You're the project manager. Therefore,
it's all your fault. Hello, I'm Trace Adkins, also known as Eeyore.
Yeah, so Trace got Dennis Rodman kicked off the show.
Mm.
That's not the guy I want negotiating with that crazy leader in Korea. A guy that can't beat Trace Adkins at The Apprentice. We really want him negotiating for our nuclear stability.
So the last 3 weeks, we have three black folks kicked off, huh? Janet, LaToya.
LaToya,
Omarosa, and Dennis.
Yeah.
Any brothers left?
Yeah. Lil Jon.
Lil Jon?
Yeah.
Lil Jon's still up in
there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
That's all.
And he works hard on that apprentice. He tries.
He really is little.
He's not a tall man.
He looks so small compared to everybody on that show.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like the little man.
Because I was in Vegas once, and he was there at the VIP or whatever, and I stood next to him for a minute. I felt so tall. I'm like, you're all famous, and I'm taller.
So at least you have that.
Yeah, got that going.
In your face.
You're taller than Lil Jon.
I stood next to a man worth more than $100 million on Friday.
But he was short, right?
No, he was tall.
Oh,
real tall.
Crap. And I bet he was good looking,
too,
right?
He was worth $100 million.
Isn't that the worst is when they're rich, tall, and good looking?
Well, it's Tony Romo. It was Tony Romo.
You were playing golf with him or something?
Of course he was playing golf.
No, we weren't golfing.
What were you doing?
Our friend Ryan Cabrera, who's a friend of his and a friend of mine, was in town DJing at midnight. I had to drag my butt up there at midnight
and
watch
him DJ. Yeah, I saw a bunch
of
people posting that Ryan Gosling tattoo he got.
Who has it?
It kind of looks more like
Cabrera.
Ryan Reynolds.
Some of my friends are friends with Cabrera. Right.
That was a tattoo dare.
They were posting his tattoo.
Yeah. So me and Tony stood up there and watched Ryan spin for a while. That was fun.
Did he give you any money? I'd ask him for
He didn't give me any money.
I see a guy's got that much cash.
Yeah, man, it's 55 guaranteed.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get some drinks. Tony, can I get a million? Is that wrong to ask?
Yeah, you got this round,
right?
$100 million.
The guy that just got the $100 million contract got about.
How good does that make you feel to know that you are so good that someone offered you $100 million?
He got more money than the guy that won the Super Bowl this
year.
You're
so good.
Wouldn't that be nice to know that feeling someday?
Like, what are you the absolute best at, and what's the max anyone would pay you for it? $100 million.
I can't wrap my brain around
that. Man, I wouldn't leave the house.
Does anybody ever buy him dinner anymore?
I don't want to hurt anything.
Can he ever go out with the buddies and have somebody else pick up the tab?
No.
Or does everybody just sit there?
$55 million guarantee.
I would make them pick up the tab. That's not what I am. I'm not your...
No.
Just because, you know what? Maybe you should have been a quarterback.
When the waitress asks, separate check? No.
No,
Tony got it.
They think his last name's got it.
Yeah.
Tony got it.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Last week for their fifth anniversary, Jay-Z and Beyonce went to the Caribbean.
Yay!
Oh, that's cool.
But they didn't go to Mexico like we would.
Mm-mm.
They didn't go to, you know, the Virgin Islands.
Uh-huh.
They went to Cuba.
Cuba.
Ooh. Not supposed to do that.
And now two Republican politicians want to know why Jay-Z and Beyonce were allowed to go to Cuba.
Well, it's illegal for any American to go to Cuba.
For tourism purposes.
For tourism, right. Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of people do it. They'll go from Mexico or from the Virgin Islands because none of those countries have the embargo.
So you got to buy your ticket to Mexico, and then you got to buy the ticket to Cuba from Mexico.
And even then, if anything happens to you, our State Department says you're on your own.
Yeah, you're not supposed to stamp your passport or anything because you can get in trouble.
Is it un-American, though, to go to a communist country for your vacation? Is that un-American? A lot of Americans hate Fidel Castro, especially Cuban Americans.
Yeah.
And they're going over to that country that's oppressed and... I mean, is that the right thing to do?
But I've heard it's the most beautiful country that people do want to vacation there very badly.
Right.
You know how sometimes you go to dinner and you just, you know, decide to write that it's a business expense?
Yeah.
Can't they just make up some excuse and put that on the receipt and count it as a business expense?
You're allowed to go to Cuba if it's for educational purposes. They say you are allowed to go if you find a way that you're doing it for education.
Okay.
Or business.
But you know Jay-Z just became a sports agent. That's his new gig. That's what he wants to do. So maybe he was scouting baseball talent.
That's probably what he was doing. Yeah,
well, that makes perfect sense.
And you know he loves cigars, so maybe he wants to start his own cigar
brand. You can't bring any of those back in.
Right, you can't, but you can go learn how to make them.
He hired his own professional cigar roller.
Yeah.
Maybe he decided that's too much money. I can do it myself. I just need to learn from the best.
And then smuggle them back from Cuba. Smuggle those Cuban cigars back from Cuba.
If there's no label on them, it's not
None
smuggled.
Of this is true. None of that is why they went to Cuba. They went to Cuba because the Marriott in North Korea was completely sold out, like for the whole week.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.